Demontre Moore. Highly productive. I mean, that's the first thing. You know, the guy's production is off the charts, and you compare him to people that got picked ahead of him at his position. You know, just look at the stats. And in our view, the things we like, we think good NFL players were good college players. Productive NFL players were productive college players, and this guy epitomizes that. He's only 20 years old. He's got a world of talent. He's athletic. He plays hard. A little bit leaner body frame. He's got to grow into his body, but 35-inch arms, physical at the point of attack with the upper body. Tons of upside, but this guy's just, I mean, he's a football player who makes plays.
Mark, how is he against the run?
He's good. He's more, you know, right now with his body, the lower body stoutness needs some development, but he's really powerful and strong in his upper body, using his arm length to, you know, snatch guys. When he gets his hands on guys, he can really control them. He does get swallowed up some if they get on him, but when he gets his arms on people, he's hard to handle. And he's really athletic in space. He makes plays, you know, all the way down the field, chasing in the backfield. You know, you look at his tackle for loss production, it's amazing. So he's really athletic once he gets in the backfield.
Mark, you know, the singular skill of rushing the passer and getting sacks is very coveted in the draft. And there aren't a lot of guys in this draft that do that. Why did he last so long since he can do this so well?
Some people may have gotten scared off a little bit at the combine when he ran so slow and didn't lift that well. You know, a Terrell Suggs, a Trent Cole, a Derek Burgess, those are guys who ran really slow but played fast on tape. You know, a couple things off the field that people may have not been comfortable with, where he just needs to grow up. I mean, like I said, he's only 20. He needs to learn how to be a professional a little bit, but he's a good kid. Who loves to play. So those might have been a couple of the reasons.
I mean, the combine, you know, the three things about the combine not being great. I mean, did the interview okay?
Yeah, he was okay in the interview for us. But when you see a guy run 4.9, or, you know, people, where some of these other guys are running 4.5s and 4.6s, and people are jumping all over that number as opposed to the 12.5 sacks and 21 tackles for loss numbers.
Is he a guy who you guys kind of targeted as he might fall and we might be able to steal him later?
Yeah, we felt good that he wasn't going to be a first-round pick or even – I thought he might go end of two. So we had him in a good spot. But, again, nothing surprised you in the draft. You have to be prepared for everything. You have to stack your board for how you like the players. And we were glad he was there. Maybe he was just too good to pass up at that point.
Is he strictly a defensive end?
No, he stands up there. He does everything for them. They had a special joker role for him, what they kind of called it there, where he had his hand on the ground. He stood up. You know, our coaches are excited to use him in different ways. You know, you guys seen some of our guys do that hybrid role. Kiwi's been up and down. So he has a skill set to do a little bit of both. But he won't be a linebacker, just strictly a linebacker for us. It'd be more of a hybrid role.
Who does he look like when he rushes the passer?
Demontre Moore.
I mean, anybody that we've seen, you know, here?
Nah, he's got his own kind of unique skill set. Yeah, he's long. He's athletic. He's got really long arms. He can bend. He's explosive with his closing burst. Nobody that could really say he reminds me of that. When I watched him, it didn't jump out to say he reminded me of somebody. He was pretty unique.
Must be difficult. He didn't run fast, and he didn't lift well. And yet, what made you like him?
12.5, 21.
Okay. Then why test him?
That's a good question. That's a good question. I mean, the combine, you have to do it. And every year there's combine stars and there's combine non-stars. And there's always good players who get to the combine who don't fare as well that fall off the board. And there's always guys who maybe not good players go to the combine and they tear it up and they get ascended. It'd be good to track those guys and see at the combine the guys who run the fastest, how they turn out, and the guys who lift the most, how they turn out. Be a good thing for you guys to check out.
Tom mentioned that he performed well on Saturday, but maybe during the week,
mm-hmm.
some questions about his work ethic. What
right.
did you gather on that topic?
Well, he just had to learn to be a professional. Just to know what it takes to day in and day out to prepare. You know, when you're a star in college and you're young, sometimes you try to get away with a little bit more. So he has to learn how to do that. We feel like we have a support network with number one coach Coughlin and his position coach, and then our player development staff that'll help him out.
Mark, when you look at your first three picks, it looks like you guys made a concerted effort to get bigger, stronger in the trenches. Was that basically the goal?
You know, like earlier when we talked about the other guys, it's always a goal to get strong up front, but we didn't go into our draft meeting saying, all right, we're definitely going to take two defensive linemen or two offensive linemen. Those just happened to be the guys that were there, and we coveted at the time.
Is there still good depth at maybe linebacker or defensive back? And are you confident there's good depth in the league?
Yeah, we've got some guys on the board who we feel that will be there for us in the next few picks, and you know, even down at the after the draft or a priority free agent signing. So we like a lot of guys.
Well, did you get a chance to talk to DeMontre after the combine and ask him about those numbers and why they were?
About his workout numbers?
Yeah.
Yeah, we our coach was actually down. Coach Nunn was down at his workout. Charles is pro day. And our scout, our area scout, Donnie Etheridge, was there. We've been in communication with him. Charles Way has talked to him a lot. So we've invested a lot of time in him. We've talked a lot to him. And, you know, we like him as a person, and we're comfortable with him bringing him here.
I mean, were those his true numbers, or was he just having a bad day?
He upped his bench press when he got to his pro day. He tweaked his hamstring trying to run his 40, so he didn't get to run that. But he is a lot better, could test. His shuttles are very high. His jumps and shuttles are very high. It was just his 40 didn't correlate to his explosiveness on the field. But his 20-yard shuttle, his three-cone shuttle, his vertical jump, and his broad jump were extremely high.